Welcome to Film Study Podcast. Here are me and Noko's predictions for episode 4 of season 6 of All American, entitled Blackout. So after celebrating his 21st birthday, Spencer enlists Coop's help to figure out what happened at his party the night before. Elsewhere, Olivia and Jordan reminisce about their childhood with Billy, and Asher deals with the fallout of a tough decision he's made. The episode was directed by Ryan Zaragoza and written by Mike and David, who are All American's resident comedy writers, comedic writers. Mm-hmm. So we know it's going to be a funny episode. We were just talking about this before we record, but yes, they've been very cavalier about drinking, which is normal. But I was wondering why Mac just casually pulled out a bottle of, what was it, vodka or something?
I don't know.
In front of Jordan? And I thought that he was going to offer Jordan some. And I was very confused. Did I?
Well, they've been showing that they've been drinking since like 16.
No, I know, but it's very different when a coach is just randomly...
I guess they said they didn't care about the optics.
I guess. It was just weird to me. It was weird to me. But anyway, what do you think? I think for Asher, it's a big deal and a big issue. Because he had a lot of... Obviously, we know that Liv did a story on him that didn't ultimately come out, but he was accused of bullying, and it was a very big thing, and it wasn't just childhood play. It was calling SWAT teams in on people. It was having somebody bullied to the point of trigger warning, suicidal ideation, and all of these things. So it was a really big deal.
He was
a Heisman contender when he left, he's going to... He might be trying to run the show his way and all of those things.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like, Asher, you're cool with the girl who wrote the story that ended. Like, why do you think
that too?
Why do you think that he would just be like, yeah, okay. Like, I don't know. Sometimes All American is really good at showing characters evolve, but they're also good at showing that they won't. That there are certain people, and I always think it's funny that they have certain people who are like, oh, nope, that person's going to be who they are. Don't give them grace. But then they try to teach you with the main characters. Give them grace.
Yes. All American is a deeply positive show, even when it shouldn't be sometimes. Deeply positive.
Exactly. So it's going to be interesting. Like I said, I was shocked that they even, like, brought him back. I don't know what was in his contract as an actor. They brought him back, and I don't know.
But I think you're right. It's the fallout of Asher was a part of that group that got swatted. So
what is going on here?
Like, I know that he's desperate, but there has to be a better.
But Asher has always done that, though. Like, you know, he will, like, forget about all that and be like, hey, no, I'm trying to win, right? Like, he is a very, like, I'm gonna win type of guy. And what I dislike, though, about this now is that he has a family, sir, and so certain things should play a part, like your dad, right? So you need to have a morals and some standards.
Yeah, and it's very weird because up until that point he's been a stand-up guy. I'd say for the past at least 2.5 seasons, if we count sort of halfway through season 3, right after the Vegas fallout situation, I'd say that he's been pretty, for the most part, stand up, despite some hiccups here and there, but he's been pretty much stand up since 3B, with some, you know, errors in 4. But so it's just very random that he's choosing this. And again, your friends got swatted. Olivia, he was stalking and harassing Olivia. I don't know if he knows that.
Isn't that his ex-girlfriend? No.
Yes,
no,
it is. Yes. No, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're taking it all the way. That's what I'm saying. Since season 3, that's what I'm saying. So it's been all the way back there that everything has been fine. And it's... Yeah, I just don't love this because Asher's been on such a sort of straight and narrow. Yeah, and I'm not saying that this is taking him off of the straight and narrow, but it's he hasn't made any bad decisions, I'd say any major bad decisions in the past couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. So this is it's just not a good look. Even though I don't know if he knows about everything that went on behind the scenes with the
right.
Last
now that article. Might be true. Now that might be true. So he may not know everything. And Escher is good at like trying to see the good in people. Now. Mm-hmm. Like he's really good at that.
So. I love that you specify now because exactly. so we'll yeah, see. It'll be interesting. It will. We will. And then I'm very interested to see this Jordan and Liv reminiscing about Billy. I want to see what prompts it because I'm kind of confused about
drinking.
Liv can't drink.
Jordan can. Jordan can. He probably gonna so be drunk because him and his girl beefing. Him and his girl beefing. They gonna drag him to Spencer's birthday
not in this
party.
Clip. What was it? I don't.
They're gonna say you gotta have.
She seemed like she was like trying to diffuse the situation between Spencer and Jordan.
Yeah, because they now dragged him to his birthday party. He don't want to be there. He been drinking.
See, you're just making up stuff. We don't know how Jordan feels about going to Spencer's. He felt bad.
He doesn't want to go. He don't want to go. Him and Spencer beefing. Now he drinking. He stressed.
They were having a fight in the alleyway. Like all this stuff.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. But it also is going to be interesting because it does seem very Spencer and Jordan tension heavy. Mm-hmm. And typically, generally, Liv has 100% in each and every one of these Spencer and Jordan sort of beefs. She's, I want to say maybe once or twice, she hasn't really chosen a side, but every other 98% of the time, she is Team Spencer. That is her man. So even before he was her man, that is her man. So I'm curious to see, okay, they're reminiscing, but also are you not going to be on Spencer's side, but how are you going to deal with this tension between Spencer and Jordan that just took place?
Right. Yeah, I wonder. That's going to be interesting. Like you said, how they tie that, like what is going to spark that? Like literally, I was joking. I mean, I don't know. I didn't, but like, I didn't hear
it. But it is interesting. I'm just interested to see because, the fact that Liv and Jordan have this storyline together, and there was very clearly, and we already know that there's going to be tension with them throughout the season, Spencer and Jordan. But this is another way in which Liv is going to be not in the middle because the girls aren't like in it, but. She's having this storyline with Jordan. Is it just going to be casually acknowledged? I feel like it has to be a little bit more.
Right. Do you think Baker is going to have some cameo? You think he came back for an episode? And who? They add in
Billy?
You think that they
Tay Diggs? If Tay Diggs is making some appearance?
Like if he did one episode, not a host, but do you think he did
I think if they got him for any episode, one episode, it would be the 100th.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah.
So not until episode 9. But yeah, I don't think maybe we'll see him in flashbacks or something. But I think they would save that till 9.
Okay.
I'm curious to see what the inciting incident, what the trigger is for them to be reminiscing. Obviously, they can just reminisce, but this is a TV show, so they need something that causes them to reminisce.
Right.
But also, I'm also just personally excited because this is also the first time that it's, fully acknowledged that the core four, if you want to say, like Spencer and Olivia and Jordan and Leila are together at the same time and everybody knows it, nothing is hidden, and Spencer and Jordan are having this fight. And we heard Layla say in this episode that Spencer is always going to get his catches. And so they've been being supportive without saying without being overt, like in the past, like Jordan is being stupid, like that's what Liv said. So they've been being supportive without blaming
the other
person on that other end of this Spencer and Jordan fight. So I'm interested to see if as it continues to escalate how Liv and Layla are gonna handle it.
Ooh,
not like even necessarily like if they're gonna have trouble, but I'm just like, even as you know, this is Liv's twin
brother. That's such a good point. No, that's such a good point. I didn't even think about
this is Layla's
them in
best
the
friend's boyfriend
situation.
She dated one, so it's gonna be interesting, I think. I'm just excited. Because I'm just like that. Okay, what if Layla gets a little bit more into defending Jordan? Like, she's not as neutral as she's been. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so curious. And what if Liv suddenly decides to say, you know what, you got to handle. So I'm just very interested.
Yes. No, I'm very interested. Oh, my goodness.
And then Layla's going to be off her antidepressant. So that's, I know Layla off her antidepressant. And she's a little bit.
Alcohol.
Oh!
Mm-mm-mm. This episode about to be too much. It's about to be too much.
Yo.
Her and Jordan gonna be on.
Yo. Don't ask me why that did not settle in my brain until you just said it.
It's gonna be an episode for sure. Yep. Mm-mm-mm. I can't wait. I hate waiting, but yeah,
definitely gonna be. Y'all can't see my face, but it is jaw drop.
Yes,
jaw drop,
girl. It's gonna be crazy.
I also heard a little rumor / spoiler that she's getting into a fight. So, who's she gonna fight?
Is it gonna be Liv?
No way. No, they're not gonna fight. No.
Who could she be fighting?
Of course it wouldn't be Liv. No, her and Liv are fine. They're in the best place they've ever been.
That man and some alcohol involved, and she started throwing shots.
That nothing like that is gonna happen. No, I rebuke that. I rebuke
that. Now the new Liv starts handling it a different way.
That's not gonna happen. They are in the healthiest place that they've ever been. If anything, people have been saying, like, she might fight Spencer. I don't know if she's, because she got into the middle of them. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know if she's
no
gonna
way
fight
they're
Spencer.
Gonna show that. Yeah, no way
no.
they're gonna do that.
I think it's gonna be some random person at the bar or something. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm like, she's going to be weaning off of her antidepressants without medical advice, drinking. Oh, God.
Not you, the shade at the not medical advice.
I was gonna say this too, and this is the last thing I'm gonna say about this, but I just this is such an interesting storyline with this turn that they've now taken with it. Is I had already planned to say this, but Layla is so good at looking put together, that we sometimes forget how deep she actually struggles.
Exactly.
Because she's so good at punting on a front. And the front about to be gone. Like, the front about to be gone.
Exactly. And, like, I think you bring up a good point. And so, in a way, I love that All American does that. Like, just to give them a little bit of props. Because you do have to tap in onto some of those daily things that individuals deal with, that usually you see the put together person, right? But you guys don't know what they're dealing with. And so I do like that they shed light a little bit onto that. But then the negative part to it is, like, then people think she should have everything together, like you said. And then it's like the moment she makes a mistake or... Just the idea that she does not love Jordan is crazy to me.
I know.
Like, stop. Like, what are we doing? Because, like, you brought up a good point, and I didn't even think about it. And this is, you can talk, well, we talked about the show, and then we can move on. When you mentioned she's always been, like, when it comes to football and Jordan, she's known things that, like, nobody else even knew. Like, Billy probably
not,
didn't even know.
She only cares about football when it comes to Jordan. Bro. There's so much evidence of that historically. Can we not talk about football? I don't care. Da, 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 da. And now she's rattling off stats. So it's just going to be very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. And again, she props to Greta, man, because I, you know, even as someone who looks into her character and who acknowledges her character struggles and all of that thing, like, I love Layla mm-hmm. down. She's 1A, 1B, Layla and Liv, like, Liv and Layla. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even I forget sometimes how deeply she struggles mm-hmm. or struggled mm-hmm. with her depression. Mm-hmm. Until she was just like, oh, gotta take daily pills. And I'm like, girl, I forgot about that.
He said it so smooth.
She said it so casually. I'm like, why don't you talk more about this? She just like quietly like takes her daily antidepressant pills.
She definitely like just threw that in there.
Like why are you like being so casual? And this is how much you know she loves Jordan, because she would not be talking about this otherwise. But the fact that she loves him so much that she said, you know, number one, to she's been absent-minded, and that she's in a place right now where her medication is keeping her in this middle space, so that she doesn't get too high and too low. She never talks about that at all. She's always been like, even after she came out of rehab, she's always been very inward about her struggle, unless something outward happens that makes it extremely clear that something's going on. And so the fact that she said that without that having to be the case, because she was just like, oh my goodness, I forgot to do the wedding, and that shows you how much she loves Jordan.
She loves him so much, she's gonna be fighting with Liv next episode.
No, she's not gonna be fighting with Liv. She's gonna be fighting with Spencer or somebody else. Don't claim that over my besties. No, we do not claim that. We cancel that assignment we sent back. So anyway, and then Spencer's just gonna be, it's gonna be hangover type deal.
Yeah, and he's gonna be Spencer, and we're gonna get the old, like, the ups, the downs, the around the circle.
But I do think it's gonna be fun, because we're finally gonna see a little bit more of a comedic Spencer. Because he's naturally very broody and moody, and Liv has said these things as well, so don't come for me comments. But, you know, we're just gonna get a more sort of lighthearted, I feel like, Spencer.
I'm excited. I know.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a fun episode.
But anyway, thanks for listening. I know these predictions were long, but we had a good time chatting.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Yes! So fun. And thanks for listening, audience.